Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 20, The Goal of Vedanta Study, Part 2, Understanding the Energy and the Energetic. In all Vedic literatures, including Bhagavad Gita and the Vishnu Purana, much evidence is given to distinguish between the energy and the energetic. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated, Bhumir apa nalo vayu, kang mano buddhir evacha, ahankara iti yang me, vinna prakritir ashtadha. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether are the five principal gross elements of the material world, whereas mind, intelligence, and false ego are the three subtle elements. All material nature is divided into these eight elements, which together comprise the inferior nature or energy of the Lord. Another name for this inferior nature is Maya or illusion. And beyond these eight inferior elements, there is a superior energy which is called Para Prakriti. That Para Prakriti is the living entity who is found in great numbers throughout the material world. The living entity is indicated in Bhagavad Gita as Jiva Bhutam. Aparayam itastvanyang prakritin vidhime param Jiva Bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. The purport is that the Supreme Lord is the absolute truth, the energetic, and as such, Krishna has his energies. When Krishna's energy is not properly manifested, or when it is covered by some shadow, then it is called Maya Shakti. The material cosmic manifestation is a product of that covered Maya Shakti. The living entities are factually beyond this covered inferior energy. They have their pure spiritual existence, and they have their pure identity, as well as their pure mental activities. All of them are beyond the manifestation of this material cosmos. Although the living entity's mind, intelligence, and identity are beyond the range of this material world, when one enters into this material world due to one's desire to dominate matter, then one's original mind, intelligence, and body become covered by the material energy. And when one is again uncovered from these material or inferior energies, then he or she is called liberated. And when one is liberated, he or she has no false ego, but one's real ego again comes into existence. Foolish mental speculators think that after liberation, one's identity is lost. But that is not so. Because the living entity is eternally part and parcel of God, when one is liberated, he or she revives one's original, eternal, part and parcel identity. The realization of the words, Aham Brahma Asmi, I am not this body, does not mean that the living entity loses his or her identity. At the present moment, a person may consider him or herself to be matter, but in one's liberated state, he or she will understand that one is not matter, but spirit soul, part of the infinite. To become Krishna conscious or spiritually conscious, and to engage in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, are the signs of the liberated stage. In the Vishnu Purana, it is clearly stated, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta, Kshetra Gyakya Tatha Para, Avidya Karma Sangyanya, Tritiya Shakti Rishyate. The energy of the Supreme Lord is divided into three, Para, Kshetragya, and Avidya. The Para energy is actually the energy of the Supreme Lord Himself. The Kshetragya energy is the living entity, and the Avidya energy is the material world or Maya. It is called Avidya or ignorance because under the spell of this material energy, one forgets his or her actual position and also forgets one's relationship with the Supreme Lord. The conclusion is that the living entities represent one of the energies of the Supreme Lord, and as infinitesimal parts and parcels of the Supreme, they are called jivas. But if the jivas are artificially placed on the same level with the infinite Supreme, for both of them are Brahman or spirit, then bewilderment will certainly be the result. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 20, The Goal of Vedanta Study, Part 2, Understanding the Energy and the Energetic, recorded August 25, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Because I have no shame, I can't see that I'm to blame. Before I start to criticize my own sins, I should realize my actions speak louder than words, but the sounds I make are all absurd. I slave all day and waste the night. I kid myself and think that I'm alright. So do what you want to do and go where you're going to. But please don't forget, Krishna is watching.